Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. I have joining me this morning Dori Farrell and Julia Smith here to talk about the Homeless Summit that's coming up on Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Homeless Summit. This isn't the first year that this is happening, is it?
It's actually the second year. The first time we did it was in 2009, and we haven't repeated it. But as the homeless population increases, we realize there needs to be better communication between service providers and volunteers such as ourselves who are trying to get help for people.
And it appears, I know we've done stories in the past on Raven that it's sort of hidden our homeless population. I believe that Ed Ronco did a three-part story on it, and I think the information sort of comes in waves. Julia, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the background of homelessness in Sitka.
Well, I started working with the Easter Group on this project for the last year's project, and I think I first found out about homelessness in Sitka when I worked at the Pioneer Home, because people move in because they're homeless, and then we'd have visitors who were homeless. And I would see those folks on the street and think, gosh, I wouldn't have had a clue that they were homeless. And I think that also was brought out to me in January when we had our project Homeless Connect. The people who need housing and who don't have a place to live may be someone that you see every day and you don't have any idea that they need that help.
So there isn't a look or a stereotype. People see homeless people in large cities. Maybe they're mentally ill. Maybe there's some sort of addiction issue. But in Sitka, it seems to be a larger demographic.
I kept thinking to myself, if I lost my job, would I have a place to live if I lived in Sitka?
Right. And there must be other agencies, too, that are involved in homelessness.
We have a whole list, and maybe we can share some of those folks who will be meeting on Monday. And our meeting is at the Centennial Hall at 9 o'clock, and we've invited several groups, and Dori's got that list there if you could share that with us.
Well, we have three panels going, Holly. We have the immediate crisis responders, those people who are right there, and that would include the fire department and the police department, the Salvation Army, SAFE, and Sitka Counseling Services. Also, one person who does a great deal in town with no official capacity is Sarah Bell at the library. She constantly and kindly handles the people who come into the library to get warm, to use the computers, to use the restrooms. And she's so very judicious and fair to them.
And the second panel that we're going to have is immediate and longer-term solutions. Those groups would be from the Youth Advocates of Sitka, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Baranoff Island Housing Authority, and the Legislative Information Officer, which seems kind of an odd one, but believe me, she does a lot of work for people who are homeless.
Alaska Public Assistance is part of that panel, too.
Right.
There's been some editing to this page.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of intricacies in homelessness. It's not just a matter of finding someone's shelter.
That's true.
And then we also have the healthcare group. Healthcare is another place where people may or may not be able to get care, and a touch point for people who are homeless and in need. So we'll have Search and the public health nurse there. We're also going to have something called the listening post, which will be in the afternoon session, but also our churches are another place where people come if they need help.
And this homeless summit, is it more for these agencies just to talk to one another, or is the public invited?
The public is invited to view it, and we encourage the public to come so that they understand the problem. You mentioned, Holly, that it isn't visible, but it's very visible to people in the Easter group who often get the initial call trying to get direction to the right agency, but the people they're trying to direct don't have cars and they don't have warm clothes and they don't know where to go. So it's important that the agencies discuss what they can do, what they can't do, what their limitations are. All of them are subject to the confidentiality issues, and that has to be respected. That is important. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about the people themselves who are served.
And, you know, it's interesting. This is such a sensitive topic.
It is.
Homelessness. And I'm wondering, so this summit, all the agencies learn how to work together, what they do, sort of the approach to Sitka. But as a Sitkan, if somebody came to me for help, I mean, I would feel comfortable sort of connecting the dots. Is there going to be sort of an education process for the community of if someone does need help, you know, how much of your personal investment of helping someone be successful, or do you just say, go to this agency and then everything will sort of go into place?
This is so interesting because part of the audience the last time we did this in 2009, and you were not involved in that one, Julia, but several people in the audience in the question and answer period said someone came up to me on the street and this was their situation and this is what I told them. And of course we learn that by trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a pretty good handle now on which agencies really do respond and respond quickly. So when someone calls me, I say go to A, or I'll take you to A or B or C,
right,
for some advice. But you can't send people without cars and warm clothes wandering around town trying to find help.
Exactly. And is there a reason why this summit is this time of year?
Well, the summit itself, I the original one was at this time of year, and I think we just kind of thought that, well, we'll just do it again. It seemed to work before. I don't know that there's anything magical about the summit. But the mini project Homeless Connect, which is in the afternoon, the reason why we chose that is because in January, some of the people who came to the event gave us comments. And one of the comments was, gee, it would have been nice if this had been in the fall. We really needed the help in the fall. And so we took that to heart and decided to do a shorter event, just a two-hour event, from 12, it's from 1:30 to 3:30, also at the Centennial Hall. And this is similar to the one that we did in January, but not as comprehensive. And I think it's the primary six things that people wanted to know about when they came to the original event. We asked them, well, which were the most important services that you wanted to know about, and so we picked those top six.
So if you had an unlimited amount of money, I mean, for like some capital project, I'm going to pretend like I'm the Rasmussen Foundation. what would be like a quick home run to help homelessness in town?
I would say either a family transitional center or a homeless shelter. Sometimes giving someone quick shelter is absolutely necessary, but to help somebody make it through and get back on their feet, you need something in transition. And so those two things kind of go together in my mind. And we at the Easter Group are really interested in working toward this. And of course, we can't do it alone. We need partners. So that's the kind of thing we are kind of thinking about with the summit event.
And that's what the 4-Acre Group has been telling folks statewide, that it's partnering of nonprofits and different agencies that is really going to make things move forward. Dory, do you have a wish list with a bucket of money?
Yeah, I think people need to remember one thing, and I say this every time I talk to a group. Money is not the answer to every problem in the world, but a change of heart for all of us is a big answer. That points us in the right direction, and it energizes us to go out and seek the money that is needed to reach our goals. But I do think we need to remember that the individual response is, I can't say enough good about that.
Well, we have to leave on that high note. I'd like to thank my guests, Dori Farrell and Julia Smith, telling us about the Homeless Summit Project, or Homeless Summit for Agencies, that happens Monday at Harrigan Centennial Hall starting at 9 a.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Holly.